12, St. Peter's Cathedral. Location, between the cathedral and town hall. Direction of view, front side with the main entrance of the cathedral.
1,200 years. This is the proud age of the magnificent St. Peter's Cathedral in Bremen, with its enthralling history, which you are standing in front of right now. Here, on the natural and highest point of a sand dune, around 10 metres above flood level, is where the Diocese of Bremen was founded.
On the left side of the right cathedral doorway, you will see the namesake Petrus. The Holy Apostle, St. Petrus, is the patron of the Bremen Cathedral, and in the coat of arms of the old Bremen Diocese holds a key which represents the key to heaven. The central figure is the founder, Emperor Charles the Great, who is holding a model of the cathedral. Charles the Great consecrated the English missionary Villehad as a missionary bishop in the year 787.
On the elevation of the dunes, on which Bremen originated, in 789, Bishop Villehad erected the prototype of the cathedral, a small wooden church which was, however, destroyed shortly afterwards. A few days later, Villehad died at the age of 44 years old. His mortal remains can be found as relics in the cathedral. From 1072 to 1101, Archbishop Limar ultimately called for the construction of a Romanic cathedral as a three-aisled pillar basilica with two crypts. The Romanesque-style west crypt, which was still completed under his predecessor, Adalbert, in 1066, forms the oldest preserved part of the cathedral today. There were regular additions, alterations, and renovations way into the 20th century.
Now, have a glance up at the mighty towers, which soar up to a height of 98 meters. The two-tower front was constructed in the 13th century and ensured that the cathedral retained its early Gothic character.
Sweden annexed the Archbishopric of Bremen after the Thirty Years' War, and so the cathedral and the former cathedral immunity became Swedish and subsequently Hanoverian. Only in 1803 did the cathedral area fall back into the hands of the city of Bremen. For almost the entire 19th century, the cathedral went to rack and ruin, with the half-collapsed South Tower. Only from 1888 onwards did an extensive, improving as well as historically distorting restoration begin, following the ideas of the cathedral architect Max Salzmann. The cathedral was barely affected by the bombing in the Second World War.
In the 1970s, underfloor heating was to be installed. But during the building work, numerous archbishops' graves were exposed and significant findings were made. The Cathedral Museum in the Evangelical St. Peter's Cathedral shows the restored discoveries, like the altar furnishings, sacred scriptures, stone sculptures, textiles, and mural paintings.
In an adjacent building of the Bremen Cathedral is also the lead cellar, in which you can view 8 mummified bodies and relics from the cloister of the cathedral. You can reach the lead cellar via the so-called Bible Garden.
Perhaps you have heard of the writer Freiherr von Knigge, best remembered for his book On Human Relations. His final resting place can be found inside the nave.
And in case you want to give your ears a treat, every Thursday evening in the cathedral, superb concerts are offered, with free entry, featuring organ, chamber, or choir music, by Johann Sebastian Bach, for example. To the left of the doorway, you cannot miss the equestrian monument of the former Reich Chancellor Otto von Bismarck. This is a piece of work by renowned sculptor Adolf von Hildebrand. By 1871, the year the Reich was founded, Bismarck had already been elected as an honorary citizen of Bremen and is portrayed here in a riding pose. Among the German Bismarck monuments, this is a big exception. Generally speaking, equestrian statues had always been reserved for monarchs.
Now, please continue to follow the markings, walk along under the arcades of the town hall, and turn right behind it. Now you are standing in front of a very well-known monument and the last place of interest that we'd like to tell you about. Please push the pause button until you have arrived.